Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Hop.
You boy, you. Now, Kendi.
This could be a short one, Ray, honest to God.
You're in pain.
So.
Talk to me. Tell me about it.
Will I tell everyone about this? Like,
I think you should.
Okay. Because someone.
Can I open up that wee bit? You want me to open that for you?
I just took one of the strongest Norfins on the market.
Did you? I only seen you with the heat patch.
Should I have a drink?
Well, that's if anything, drink has always been known to help with that strong Nurofen. Do you know?
I can't laugh.
You want me to do? Oh, you can't laugh. This is going to be a tricky podcast, and so I think.
Good job, you never make it happen anyway.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, that's not nice for a man's ego. I get it enough at home.
You never make me.
Never make me laugh. You never make me dinner.
You never make me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, you always laugh in about 90 seconds, and I never get to laugh.
Just before you.
Sorry, that's very funny, actually, now that I heard the back of my head.
Yeah, I laugh very quickly now.
You're always laughing super quick, and yeah. I never. I'm always lying there not laughing.
It's just not funny. Yeah. Takes a while to make me laugh.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes.
Sometimes I have to help myself. I can only make myself laugh.
Yeah.
I feel sick now.
Sorry.
I'm going to drink this for a second.
Fair play to the White Hag. Sponsoring a little beer. A little New World Pale Ale. Ireland's best brewery.
My God. Okay. Mm. Here's a story.
Here's a story.
Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah.
I heard him doing a comedy bit. I just thought it was so brilliant. He said every man in Ireland has at least one thing wrong with them that they're not telling anybody about, mm-hmm. in the hope that it will just go away of its own accord. Well.
Sorry, I just realised that I have one of those as well and I haven't been thinking about it.
Do you want to?
Let's just share ailments.
I'll tell my ailments and then if you feel confident enough, then you can tell everyone.
I'll double and compliment the shite out of your ailments.
No, I really like that though because men don't talk enough. Okay, so. I've been afraid of this one for a long time.
Yeah.
I have an awful, for about maybe 9 or 10 months, I have.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Not just 9 or 10 days.
No. It comes and goes like all the time.
You've had this for a year?
Probably, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, probably. So what happens is I get this unmerciful pain underneath my tailbone.
Your arse.
So close to, very close to the exit door.
Yeah.
But it is underneath the tailbone. Nicola said it's a coccyx.
Yeah.
I said, how dare you use that kind of language in this house with kids around?
Yeah.
It's been bad enough. So what I've boiled it down to is bad posture when I'm gigging. So if I gig during the week, I sit on high stools.
Which I never understood. You're awful lazy.
It was more just kind of to. Do you know what it is during the week? It's to get into the vibe of the pub.
Oh, yeah.
So a during the week gig is people sitting down having
on
a nice
stools,
drink.
And you don't want to be out of.
You don't want to be up going, how y'all, I'm now standing, y'all must salute. It's not that kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the chickens have come to roost. Is that this fucking state?
Yeah.
The roosters have come to chicken.
You're now medically unfit to
Fit. So this has been coming and going for ages and ages, but now it's reached the peak. I'm on the top of Ben Bulbin here now.
Right.
So
you struggle to sit down to record this podcast.
I went to the pharmacy right before we started recording to get emergency supplies. I now have a heat pad between the cheeks of my arse.
Lovely. And the funny thing is your wife, who is imminently going to give birth, laughing at you.
Oh, she's loving it.
Because you were unable to walk or laugh or anything like that.
Yeah, well, she thinks it's funny that I'm seeing what she now has to deal with all the time. But the annoying thing about that is, and women are brilliant.
But?
She's not going through what I'm going through.
No, she's not.
Not that she's not going through the same pain, but it's something different.
But manly pain is much more severe.
Way worse. Women don't go through
it. But they don't realise it. They'll never know.
That's the annoying thing.
Yeah.
You know? Unless you change genders.
And then you can,
then you can get it. Then. She doesn't understand the pain. And I'm trying to explain to her. So I just said to her, geez, I have an awful pain.
Yeah.
But when you say that to a woman who's 4 days overdue at a baby, they just go, and don't ever say at night that to me ever again.
It's not about them though.
Whereas I'm saying to her, no, it's just I'm not saying it's any worse than yours. I'm just saying I am in tremendous pain.
Mm.
As Dougal said, Father, I'm actually in tremendous pain here, Ted. You know.
But I mean, you think she'd enjoy the company? Well, that's the two of you then in tremendous pain. No, she wants to be the special one.
No, it's not that. She loves that I'm in pain. Like, you saw her down there when you came in.
Yeah, she was the happiest I've seen her in a long time.
Have you ever heard Nicola laugh like that?
No, she laughed a lot.
She was absolutely loving it. Like, I sometimes take genuinely...
That's the first time she's ever laughed women, like that.
Yeah, it is. She never usually... I never met her laugh.
No. actually, that's funny now that you mentioned the nutmegger. I was in the company of our good friend of the podcast, Derek Gorham, there last week.
Oh, yeah.
And his lovely partner in crime,
yeah,
herself, would be Niamh.
Yeah.
And he made her laugh loads while I was in the house.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was that sickening for you to hear?
Well, it was just, I did look at it and kind of go, Laura doesn't laugh as much as Niamh. Niamh really finds Derek. It's lovely to see a couple where a partner finds their partner funny.
Yeah, it is amazing that because like it's either farts or pain really with Nicola.
Yeah.
But it is amazing to see, but they bounce off each other. She's well able for him.
She is indeed, yeah.
You need a woman that's well able for you too, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of farts, I've taken to farting a lot more now in public. And Laura doesn't appreciate it. We walked through the Tesco car park the last day and I let a tremendous one
out. Let it go, yeah.
And she just was speechless. She's like, go to you.
So it's funny you say that because I was thinking about that today. I was out golfing this morning.
Yeah.
And that might have been what aggravated this, to be honest.
I think so. I think now we're talking.
I don't want to admit that it's golf because I want to just golf all my life.
Yeah, have you done anything different in the last 9 or 10 months? Would the golfing have...
I took up golf a lot more regular.
Okay, so you might have a golfing injury.
Well, I do go and get, I mean, we talked about this in live podcasts. I get my back done.
Yeah.
Like, golfing doesn't really help me back, but then neither does holding a big heavy base. Like, I did 2 gigs on the base.
You really do like to abuse yourself, don't you?
Yeah, no, but I mean, I don't even like talking about this now because people are going, to hear Kendi on about all the shite that's wrong with him. Yeah. Like, everyone has these things, but it does, people will hear in my voice now that I can't get animated now because it hurts. Did you know that in order to speak and laugh and get animated, you use your arse muscles?
Yeah.
I fucking didn't know that until this pain hit me like a ton of candies.
And people tell me that I've no arse, but Jesus, clearly I do.
It hits.
Because it hits.
So I can't talk up now. This is the way I have to talk.
Right. So I'll have to carry this one. I'll have to get animated.
Yeah. Right. You have to get vexed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear about them liberals?
I don't know why, Brendan. Brendan, you're shining your phone at me.
Well, I'm just reading up about tailbone pain. And one of the things you could do is you could massage the muscles attached to the tailbone. So
Brendan has suggested that we should massage your buttocks.
So he's looked it up and medically. If you just Google arse cheeks, this is what comes up.
Yeah, we need to send you to Thailand and you'll get lots of people willing to massage your buttocks.
Absolutely, for quite a small fee.
Small fees.
But if it came to us and I was like, Ray, please, I can't take it anymore. Like, would you, if it was nearly life or death, like it was CPR, would
Mark,
you massage
I'd take
my
ultimate arse? Pleasure into it. I'd get the right stuff. I'd have
prick.
Good stuff. I'd have, and I'd, oh. I'd
the worst?
Yeah.
I'd rather die than see you landing up to me with yoga pants and pan flute music turned on and lotions.
I'd make the room all nice and make light candles and.
Just take off your clothes
but
there.
The
put
important
the towel
thing
over.
Is, would be that I would get the right stuff for putting on you. Because you get the right stuff, it does the work itself. You don't have to go.
What's the right stuff?
The right stuff.
KY.
Yeah, you know.
Ray, I don't want to get the traces.
I was putting Philadelphia on my bagel this morning.
Hang on now, you're not putting Philadelphia on me, Ray. I'm not getting smothered in cheese.
We jumped a little bit. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I tried to move.
But I put Philadelphia full fat on my bagel this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I realised I'd probably be a savage plasterer. Because I was putting it on with the knife and I felt like I was using a trowel.
Oh,
and I was
Lord.
Thinking, this whole house crack, it's going to be no problem because I'm used to putting the Philadelphia on the bagel.
Well, that's a good point you're actually making there, Ray. Are you going to be doing, so Ray is in I mean, I'll say that you're about to...
About to take the keys.
Of a house.
Of the house.
And it's kind of a half you do or upper.
Yeah.
In a way, like there is work to be done.
There's a good bit of work.
Fair bit, no. Yeah, that's not the house rebuild it again.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Will you be doing any of that yourself?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I commence 2 weeks unpaid leave next week.
You're joking.
Which I have scheduled in to start to commence the operations. And I have to take all the carpets up. I have to take all the wallpaper off the walls. I have to strip everything.
Oh, even Brendan's going fucked.
And I have to go trimming hedges.
I mean this. I genuinely mean this, Ray.
Mm.
I would help you. I'd love to get involved in a project like that.
What did you
like
say you
like,
were going to do?
Like Radix Dream. I said, well, I was...
You come into the house and you said,
I heard the term before that I think it was a dry panelling.
Yeah, I'll dry panel all that for
I said, I'd have that dry panelled in no time.
Yeah.
If we just get a couple of shingle beams along the top. few of those two befores.
Yeah.
And I dry paneled the two befores then, and you won't find that hole being left. But I would do it. Obviously, Nicola is about to pop, so I can't help for 2 weeks.
And you're incapacitated as well.
Yeah, I am a little bit now. But this will go tomorrow.
Will it?
Yeah, like this will ease off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like right now, I can't sit, like, I can't move.
No, you're,
like,
you're in a bad way.
But it won't be like that tomorrow.
Okay.
You know? So... you don't have to worry about that. I will help you eventually once the baby is settled.
You. Like. Thank you. I never told you my ailment.
And then the two of us, sorry, you can tell me your ailment in a second. I'm out to get in the fantasy. The two of us will put on a pair of dungaroos. Right?
I have to buy a pair of Snickers.
Yeah, no. We if it's me and you, I mean. If you're doing Snickers, then that's an actual practical thing to buy. Mm. Not in my fantasy. In my fantasy, you're wearing little dungaroos. Okay. And so am I.
Okay.
And we're painted one of the upstairs bedrooms.
Oh,
right? And then all of a sudden, you flick a bit of paint at me.
The only problem...
right? Well, and then I go, and I flick a bit of paint at you. And then you get your little index finger and you rub it on me nose. Right. And then the two of us just lie down and start kissing.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's
not a bit of...
Do you not think that would complicate our relationship on the podcast? Imagine the silence out of the two of us if we ended up writing the whole...
Well, they'll know now if they listen in the next 2 weeks. No, we wouldn't say right. We get underneath the duvet covers.
Covers? We're painting a room.
And then you'd say to me then, oh my God, are we really about to do this? Like... And then the two of us just are kissing then in the bed.
I'm so sorry for anyone that's actually visualising this at the moment. And I know some people find it difficult not to think of something as it's explained to you.
Just imagine it's that like, now, two of us.
Don't think
imagine Ray just rubbing me little nose with his in there, and then I just are kissing him then. Two of us start kissing inside the bed.
Right.
What was your ailment again, Ray?
I don't know. I've forgotten now.
It'll be a sore ass, but I might finish with you.
I get a laughing pain. Is my phone? I get a laughing pain, and I believe it's called a slipped rib.
Have you a slipped rib?
So what happens is
I actually saw that at the flat. Your man did a slipped rib.
That's a slipped.
That's a dance,
isn't
it?
No, I've
slipped jig. Is it? Sorry, but
no. So the worst thing that happens is if I'm gigging and towards the end of the night something funny happens, I will be bent over with this slipped rib syndrome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it actually, is it that a rib slips?
It's something slips out of place and you're in agony for about 8 minutes and then you stretch it out then and you're fine.
Is that a stitch?
But it's not a stitch.
Because I used to get a stitch at the under 12. I drink 4 bottles of Score and walk in a bag of taste and I go out and play a match.
It's definitely not a stitch. It's some sort of a slip rib and I've never got it looked at, but it is pretty severe when it happens. Mostly, actually, the worst I've ever had is if I'm on stage and I fart and everybody smells it and I laugh so hard all of a sudden I get the pain. And then I'm bent over, unable to play anymore.
Stop, Ray. Yeah. That's not right, sure.
Yeah, I've also an infection in one of my toenails, which I haven't asked anyone about. I thought it would go away by itself.
It's all coming out now.
Yeah, but you're right. Tommy Tiernan was right. Yeah. You just that'll go away itself.
Is it an ingrown toenail?
No.
Oh, that's sick, though. Toenails are rotten. Like.
They're rotten.
They're absolutely rotten.
Absolutely rotten.
Well, it is true, like... I mean, we talked about it before, like, genuinely men's health is something that we just don't, we're all afraid to...
Don't ask about it.
Like, it's funny that this is around my sphincter area again, even though it's underneath my tailbone, it's something there. Mm. But like, you know, last year I had my first proper man problem, you know, where I did have to go to a doctor and get fingered, like, because there was something going on at my...
You didn't get, no one fingered you.
I'm pretty sure he did, like...
He didn't. Don't confuse... The act of what we would call fingering with what that doctor did to you.
So that doctor checked my prostate.
He did. He inspected an area of your body. He went in a doctorly capacity.
Yeah, but what?
And he inspected it.
How did he do it?
He, with his hands.
He digitized me.
He did.
He fucking went in with his digits.
Yeah, but that's... That digitized you. You were analog up till then.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, actually, the more I can make you laugh in this episode, the better I feel.
But so he did, but it was my first, like, I would have always shied away from it. That was the first time I got my bloods done. Yeah. First time I ever got my bloods done, but
Brendan's shocked.
Did you know that?
Mr. Health out in the hallway.
That was the first time I ever got my blood tested, and you know what, it's funny, and I might have said this at the time, but in the same day, I got me bloods done and I got a prostate exam.
Hmm.
And I take the prostate exam every day if it meant I didn't have to get me bloods done again.
Yeah.
Should I be on Grindr? Nah, I'm joking. But it is funny how little we and how afraid. But at the same time, though, why wouldn't we be afraid to talk about pain and the stuff that's going on with us? When I finally tell Nicola, I think there's something wrong with me, and she's keeled over downstairs laughing. Like, no wonder we're not talking about
it. Nobody takes us seriously.
No one takes us seriously at all. Especially not our women.
No.
Do you know?
So that's the little Crimea River there now.
We would love if every fella sent us a picture of what's wrong with him. Okay? Yes. Regardless of where it is. Fill our Instagram DMs. Know,
what we'll do is we'll put up...
Because we're not the ones that look at
we'll
a lot of
put
those.
Up a little story at some... Our little story and a little text box saying...
That's what we'll do.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then you can anonymously... Well, you won't be anonymous. We'll know who it is, but...
Brendan has a tendency to do that. Don't do that yet, Brendan. No, I'll tell you why. Because we'll actually put up a video of it after this. And we'll ask people,
what's wrong with you that you haven't told anyone?
And also, hopefully you can do that anonymously. Hopefully people can message us anonymously.
We'll have to figure that out.
I'd love to know what fellas have that they won't tell anyone about.
I say it's a lot. And there's loads. We'd probably be doing a world of good for men's health if we did that.
Let's do Orbit for men's health.
Encouraging people, you really need to get that checked.
If you have a sore hole,
yeah, get it checked.
Get it Nurofen. Yeah. I know, I might go to a doctor with this.
Good lad.
I genuinely might. I might go to a doctor.
The problem is that the doctor will probably refer you to someone who will have a look at it.
Well.
And then you're going down a rabbit hole of consultants and physiotherapists and medicationists.
Can I tell you a real fear? And I'm being genuine when I say this one. So the real fear, we're joking about this, is you hear horror stories of someone who went into a doctor with a sore shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, my shoulder's at me or my arm. And then they send them to a physio and, it's not really fixed. We better get you an MRI, you know. And then it turns out they had something growing, you know. And this is really irrational. And I am not a hypochondriac at all. Like, I said this last... I'm the opposite of it. But I'm afraid that if I go in there, it'll tell me. So, and I'm just like, fuck, I'm having all these problems now that I'm getting older. And I'm just afraid that it's something serious.
And you're right. And if you don't go in there, it'll never happen.
Well, so I would, yeah.
It's only if you go in that the cancer
will get
you.
That's what I mean. What I don't know, Ray, I would rather go out and die in the back garden.
What I don't know won't
I'd rather go out to the back garden and die with Grace like a dog.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Who's Grace?
No, she's my other one. Myself and Grace are going to go out the back and die. No, I'd rather just go out and leave me family and not be bothering them and just go out and die in the back garden. Yeah. And then they go, Jesus, he's been gone for a couple of days.
Would you try acupuncture?
No, I don't believe in that.
So the lady on Tapestry does a drop of acupuncture.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that it does that until you know.
Whether you believe it or not, would you try it?
It's like the hypnotism all over again. No, I have to say, when I went to a local physiotherapist here she did acupuncture on me. I don't mind acupuncture at all.
Right.
And I actually do believe it does something because you can feel it relaxing muscles nearly as
or
it happens.
Or suction cups. Tried them before, but you look like you got beaten up.
The sucky cups is a different one. I don't know if you should be sucking blood into one area of your body, really. Yeah. Is that really a good thing to do?
Well, the blood comes in and fixes everything. Would you go down as a man down in Ballina, do a fierce job in you now if you took yourself down there tomorrow?
We don't need to name him, but I know the boy in Ballina because
everybody
I know
goes to him. Yeah, if you have a muscle out of place at all, he'll go and put the muscle back in place.
Yeah, I mean, I've told you this. Because I don't want to be wrecking physiotherapists' heads, because I do feel bad as well going into a physiotherapist as a non-athlete.
Yeah.
So these people are dealing with like high performance people all the time, or else people who are dealing with what they call chronic pain.
Mm.
Like 9 months up your hole.
And then, yeah, like 9 months like, of pain to be arsed. Yeah, Brendan, you're right. Yeah. No, but I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me, and I do be embarrassed. When I went into that physiotherapist that time that my back went, do you remember my back went like 2 years ago?
Yeah, and she told you were stressed out.
She told me I was stressed. But
do you think this might be a stress?
No, I think it's just my life.
Brendan's nodding wildly.
So when I went into her, I was apologetic to her. I'm awful sorry for taking up your time. You probably have high performance athletes to look after.
Yeah.
But I can't move now.
Do you say that when you go into shops?
Sorry for what? Sorry that I'm here
buying these few groceries.
No, I know.
I'm really stuck for food.
I know, but I feel like...
sorry. Sorry, Joey, for ordering pints. I really want to get drunk. I'm awful thirsty. Do you apologise to other professionals?
No, I know that's true. You wouldn't do it, but like...
Taxi men. Awful sorry putting you out.
I think it's more embarrassment of them kind of going like, oh, so what is it? Is it rugby? Is it foot? No, I think I just fucking...
sat in it too much.
Yeah, I think I farted last night and actually...
yeah.
I farted last night and I think I burst a blood vessel somewhere. Yeah, and so I definitely have that. I'd love to make enough money first and then I maybe go and die on my own.
Yeah. I think that brings to a conclusion your health problems. We can't have the whole podcast about your health problems.
It's bad, isn't it?
It is now.
And it sounds fucking stupid because we just spent ages talking about it. Like, but I feel like a flute.
It's all right. You'll get through this. We'll break it up with a little bit of Brendan's Bits.
Oh, Brendan's old busy.
Brendan's Bits.
Brendan, before we get on to your bits, did you hear I gave you plaudits on the last one that you weren't here for, no? Did you listen to us? Oh, it was good. I said,
you said for once Brendan was right.
Yeah, I said, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Brendan made a good point. And then we all went, oh, fuck. It was like Fad the Saints. Laura was in the background going, oh, fucking hell. Anyway, fair play to you. But you listen to the last episode, Brendan. What's Brendan's bits this time?
Brendan's bits, the first thing he sent me was about a woman who vowed to sleep with 600 people this year. And she's given an update.
She's getting her two a day.
Is it two a day? It would be two in a day, roughly.
She'd have to write. So wait, no, it's not quite two a day. So she'd have to write a fella and a midget in a couple of days.
No.
She'd have sorry, midgets are fellas too. But like,
well, no, what she could do is she could probably do five or six a day and then take a few days off.
Oh,
so she can schedule it in, like.
But what do you mean she do? Is she a physiotherapist?
She's
what
not. Her name is Annie. Annie Knight. She's 26.
Annie Yorks. Remember right? That one? Yeah. Annie Lads.
So she's an Australian model and she's like.
What do you mean an Australian model?
This is her there. Hold on now.
Like what kind of a model?
Oh, she's like a good looking one.
OnlyFans. Yeah, OnlyFans. Oh, she's an OnlyFans.
Oh, but
model.
She does other. I'm sure she models things and whatnot. That's her there. There's Annie.
She's a beautiful tease.
She's a beautiful tease.
And she's a beautiful tease.
Beautiful tease. Yes.
Annie, you have lovely tease, Annie.
Yeah. So she's having some difficulties hitting the target.
She is not. I'll tell you what, it's not for the fucking queue, man. It'd be like the Oasis gig. There's not a chance it's for that. There's not boys lining up anyway, that's for sure.
But
you're surely, man, it'd be like the Sahara for after fucking number.
She's done 400 so far this year.
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
Come here. Is she paying for the STI checks?
I don't know.
Because you can't just have another fella going in stirring porridge. Like, because...
No! Hold on now.
Oh, she's not...
There's a great thing in the world, and it's condoms.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop all...
Prophylactics.
That doesn't stop all STIs, does it?
It pretty much is fairly effective now.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Yeah, if you were going down this road now, like...
If you're going down that road.
Exactly. She said some days...
So slip your road way this fuck.
She said, some days I might sleep with five people and then the next few days I won't sleep with anyone because I do get tired. It is exhausting and some days I don't want the sexy time.
Come here now. I mean, I'm not surprised. Number one, it's exhausting. Like, do you know what I mean? If I drank tea all day and then I called over to your house and you said, you want a cup of tea, Mark? What would I say? Geez, no, I'm drinking tea all day, Ray. I'm not having one more.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Like, nothing in that much of a velocity or...
Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
So
especially for her... Man, she must be. It'd be like a ball tire. I'd say, Ray. She's not far off a blowout,
so,
I'd say.
So she's what she said is, anyway, she's 400 done. She's 600 as a target. It's now good heading towards the end of September.
Yeah.
She needs to speed things up.
She'll have to have a good Christmas.
She needs to do a Bucks fizz in it now. You better speed it up.
You know, you've got to worry down. So, but she'll have to have a right good Christmas. So
she's after introducing an online application form.
Right, but first of all, okay, this is absolutely disgusting, but where's the form? What is the form?
The form is on our website.
But what's her website then, Ray?
Her website, I'll give it to
you. Will you just write it down and send it to me? Because it is something that I find really repulsive.
Can you
but
imagine?
Will you send me on that link?
What do you think, what questions do you think you'd be on that? If you had a similar website and an application form, if you were doing the whole 600 in a year.
So what's her name? Annie
Knight.
Annie Lads. So,
Annie Knight.
Yeah. Annie Knight is right.
Annie Knight.
So she...
Would there be any questions you'd be asking?
Yeah, well, Harris? Question number one, the size of you. That's definitely it. Because the other thing is as well, you know... Do you know what I mean?
And it'd be just written...
The size of you.
The size of you, question mark.
Question mark.
Yeah, would it be a tick box? Would it be a drop-down menu?
No, just yes. The size of you, yes. No, there won't be a drop-down menu.
Can it start?
I'll tell you one thing, I'd be fucking... You'd be scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Like when you're trying to find your birthday on Ryanair and you're on all the way back in the 80s. Oh, Jesus.
Who's booking a flight from 2003? So she'd have to regulate that too, like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes, again, not to use another metaphor that makes no sense, but like if I had a full Swiss roll...
Yeah. You're right.
And then... You know, I went over to your house and you said, do you want another Swiss roll? I might say to you, only give me a sliver of it, maybe an inch or so.
So you're saying that you could light
up... Because I'm after eating the full Swiss roll. Yeah. So after she's had a full Swiss roll, she probably then maybe for her next snack only has a smaller Swiss roll. Yeah. She might cut off the 25% extra free she might, you know what I mean?
Would she ask the question, have you made anyone laugh recently?
Other than yourself. I don't think she's doing a whole lot of...
You know?
I don't think she's doing a whole lot of laughing, Ray.
You think it's just...
I don't think she gets to laugh a whole lot during this race.
No, no.
I'd say there's boys over there laughing in the first 40 seconds of being with her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't think
but
she...
that's good for...
To be honest, I don't think she's listening. If I'm being fully honest, Ray, I don't think she's even listening.
Yeah.
Whenever your man is trying to make her laugh.
Any other questions you might have on the application?
I mean, yeah, so can you make me laugh? Probably the size of you.
Yeah.
I mean, what else would it be? Like, oh, Jesus.
You're dropping the phone, and that has to stay down there now. Because
yeah,
you're not
I can't
get that.
I mean, I'd love to know, can we get the application form?
I'll see, can we get it for next week? But now, it'll be very difficult for me to get it. Well, the last thing I want is Laura in any way knowing that I'm looking for an application.
But
form.
Sure, she knows now.
We're talking amongst ourselves. Do you know, this obviously is between us.
You have to hide in plain sight.
I think the best thing to do would be ask Brendan to get the application.
I think that's probably the only right thing to do. Brendan's like, oh, it's so funny. It's already in me downloads.
It's funny now as well. He is now, what, the guts of 20, 30 minutes now to get the application form. So we can come back to this subject and see what she's exactly looking for.
Brendan, don't overdo it. If you can get it, Brendan, do. If not, don't be worrying too much. Yeah.
And the rest of the article was given out about how much tax she has to pay and the money she's making from all this writing.
Okay. Well, do you know what's great about that, okay? That is called reality.
Yes.
For anyone out there who thinks, especially would say OnlyFans people, or you are the same as a plasterer. Actually, the other fella's probably the plasterer. You're...
Sorry.
That would definitely be my OnlyFans name. Yeah. Kendi the Plaster.
Kendi the Blaster.
But you're the same. You're self-employed.
At paintersradio.com.
Yeah.
I'll move on there now.
We all have to pay tax.
Yeah. Okay. Have you heard of the millennial pause?
Yeah, we talked about the millennial pause before this. Yeah, yeah. I know what it is. Yeah.
There's a whole new line, this demure, mindful thing.
What does demure mean?
Demure is just how you sound like. You're very...
I thought demure meant classy.
Yeah.
Does it?
I don't have a definition for it, if I'm
so,
honest.
So, the first thing I'd say is...
Can you please keep looking for the application form? Never mind looking up demure. I mean, focus on the task at hand. We're fine.
So the one thing I'd say is, I'm going to say this first.
Yes.
The trend is done now. Can all the businesses
stop? That's what I want. So this business is like a bed and breakfast.
When a Gen Z person makes you do your video.
The script. So there's a lady in a bed and breakfast called, this is where the guests stay. Very brash.
Yeah. 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 Now, so that's done now. Everyone, the first five people that done that exhausted us. So stop doing that, businesses out there, if you don't mind. What, we had words growing up, I presume.
Yeah.
So do you know what words? I remember, this is so odd, right? I remember the first fella in Castlereagh who used the word savage.
Do you?
I remember him, and I think he listens, right? But I don't know if he'd remember. He went to visit his cousins in Cork, right? Yeah. He went to visit his cousins in Cork, and next thing he came back to St. Paul's National School, and he said to us, oh, Jesus, that game of football was savage.
Yeah.
And we went, who does your man think he is coming in? Do you know?
Yeah.
So we all had words. Now we use savage all the time, you know?
It's mad that you remember when the first time that word came into your
because
vocabulary.
You can't be coming into Castlereagh. You can't be coming into Castlereagh County West Cavan with a new word like that and not expect to get called out first.
The only person I remember who brought words into our life, into my life anyway, was Sean O'Reilly.
Well, what did
when we met Sean O'Reilly first, Sean O'Reilly had a couple of sayings that we found hilarious.
Such as?
Are you sure? Good enough. And...
Why would that be so weird?
Good enough. And then there was another one. I can't think of the third one. But that's all he said. When we went on a wee trip to San Francisco, he just kept going, ain't sure. Ain't good enough.
So...
They're kind of Calvinisms.
We've talked about this before, that there is a difference in the counties, you know. Yep. Like, obviously, savage was a Cork word.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know that, though.
Well, maybe, I don't know, I don't know where Cork got it from. But
savage, I believe, was an English word.
Yeah, probably.
Originally.
See, that's probably why we made fun of him.
Oh, because it was an English word.
You fucking talking like EastEnders.
No, I mean just generally an English word.
Like it's an English word, you mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
the,
sorry.
Yeah. I think everyone has their way. I feel bad. What do they call Gen Z?
Gen Z.
I don't want to make fun of Gen Z, but
oh, do, please.
So I don't mind Demi Muir.
Mindful.
Right? What's mindful mean?
Mindful is just, I suppose...
Like, are you being mindful of that? Like, my mother would say that to me. Just be mindful of...
Yeah, be mindful of the gap.
Yeah, well, that's okay, yeah. So please be mindful of the gap.
Yeah, please be logging the door.
So the one thing that that makes me go, oh, Jesus Christ, is when they say it's giving.
Oh.
I cannot deal with the... It's giving Taylor Swift vibes. It's giving Halloween vibes.
Or just
it's giving awesome vibes.
It's giving and stopping at that and expecting someone else to fill in the blanks.
That is outrageous when they do that, Ray. I'm glad you called that out as well.
Thank you.
So that one I don't understand, and I can't stomach it. I can't stick it inside my stomach because it's giving really kind of anxiety-driven things for me, you know?
What's your arse giving at the minute?
My arse is giving out.
It's pain. It's giving pain.
It's giving out to me.
Yeah, it's giving out
sitting
to you.
Like this.
Yeah.
Have you any other crack where you I have do, to get yeah, on to yeah, as well? Yeah. First of all, be putting mad pressure on you.
There's a wee shout-out after coming in. What the hell? Brendan, you sending me like Brendan's bits during the podcast?
Well, that's the application. Yes,
for the application
form. Oh, you got
the
application form. Oh, Brendan is fantastic. He's at the old research system. Hold on now.
Brendan is Googling.
I'll accept the cookies. So you're saying it's right down the bottom?
Yeah, there's like a screenshot of it.
Is there questions on it?
Yeah.
Savage.
Oh, no. Okay.
Don't get too crude with it, Ray. If she says stuff about splaws, like, don't.
Screenshot. I can't find it. Oh, wait now. Oh, yes, I have it. Okay. Oh, I have it.
Okay.
How old are you?
Oh, okay.
So you're filling this in now. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Where do you live?
32. I live in Sligo.
Would you be willing to get tested?
You mean like taxed and tested like the cars?
No.
So that's what I mean. So yeah. I would be willing to get tested. I am as clean now as a whistle.
Yeah. Would you let me film it and sell it on my platforms without your face being shown? So you'd be wearing a little hat, or perhaps your face would be flickered out.
So I'm going to answer that question with a question.
Yeah.
Would you hear me grunting? Can you black out my voice?
You could block, yeah. Why?
I feel like a lot of people would go, that's Kendi.
That's Kendi off the Kendi Rambo podcast. That has to be Kendi. Yeah.
Because my grunts are very different. They're kind of like, ew! Oh, I hurt me arse doing that.
Is that both your grunts?
Oh, yeah, the second one was actually the grunt. Oh, hurt me arse. I always say that, Jordan.
What's your favourite position?
So for the most part, I played left wing when I was growing up now. Yeah. They tried to move me into centre midfield, but I didn't have the stamina.
I think that'll go down well, yeah. Manny. What do you do for work?
You know, I do a lot of different things. I'm kind of a jack of all Kendis. Can you write down jack of all Kendis?
Yes,
like that?
You certainly can. Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm the far side of 5 foot, but I'm under 8 foot.
Right, okay. Then she asks for your Instagram and anything else she should know about you.
I have four. We have one of the premium wedding bands in Ireland. The Atlantic Wedding Band.
Yeah, if you're stuck for a wedding band,
yeah, tell
after
her,
this experience.
Yes, if one of the 600 lads works out, make sure you book the Atlantic Wedding Band for your wedding, and we will absolutely be delighted to do it for you.
That's tremendous.
That is so amazing. I mean, imagine that's all you need for the application form. Like, honest to God, man, she should put it up on Public Jobs. There's a lot of boys out there.
Imagine if Public Jobs did the thing for her.
Intrio. She was calling Intrio. Okay, so look, I have a position here. There's a false position to, it's in mechanical engineering. Now it takes 4 years. And then there's some company, what's it called? What's your man's name?
Annie Knight.
Yeah, Annie Knight Limited or so. I think she's looking for someone as
she's
well.
Looking for the ride.
You could get 30 quid on top of the dole to ride. Weekly.
On a completely different note, we have a very last minute shout out. I know it's the middle of the podcast, but we'll go shout out.
I hope it's not the middle because I'm about to have a fucking panic attack.
I haven't read this now, so I'm going to read it straight out, right? Wax Jackets.
What's that?
I don't know. That seems to be the account.
Oh, that's the name of the account.
Possibly. Okay. I absolutely love the podcast you guys found on TikTok about 6 months. I've been hooked ever since. I'm on episode 198 at the moment, so I'm catching up. She's probably in COVID. Or it could be a he. You guys make my day infinitely better and listen to your antics and arguments as I'm driving along. I wonder if I could have a shout out. My name is Kate. Yes, it's a girl.
How are you, Kate? No, you don't know that yet.
I am. She hasn't decided. I am living in the UK in Winchester.
Oh.
But I have lovely friends in Roscommon and Kilrush.
Oh, she's fucking friends in Roscommon.
I wonder if you can shout me out, and one day when I finally catch up to an episode, I'll get a little surprise.
Yeah.
Raybo, you make me laugh until I cry, and Kendi, you have me an absolute. Oh, I make her laugh.
Now. How quick, though, does he make you laugh, Kate?
I'm sorry. Damn it. Of all the podcasts to say that. If it was any other episode, we wouldn't have thought twice about it. What did she say about you? Kendi, you have me in absolute stitches listening to you. You make her laugh as well.
Lovely. I've been known to make them laugh.
I love you both. Oh, it's getting creepy now.
Oh, Jesus. I have a clump of your hair.
God,
of course it's off your head.
Keep going and please never stop being hilarious. Fair play to me. Good luck.
Okay, no, honestly, we really genuinely appreciate that. I love getting messages like that from people. And I was going to say something about her and I can't remember funny. Now. I don't want to insult her anymore. Kate Lovey, fair play to you. Now, she found us on TikTok. That's what I was going to say. We caused an unmerciful storm on TikTok this week with the Enoch Burke video.
Oh, we did. There 700, close 700. To 700 comments.
There's more than 700.
But I'd say it's the same three lads shouting at each other.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's one person, one very liberal person.
Annoying everybody.
Annoying everyone.
Isn't that great?
But it is great to see, like... But the one thing I will say, he has some support, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. There's a lot of people out there going to want Enoch's great fella.
Yeah, I think he genuinely, because it's a point we made, he almost turned the corner again and went from heel to face. Yeah, you know? That's an old wrestling term. If you were a heel, you were a bad guy. And if you were a face, you were a good guy.
Ah.
Do you know?
I see.
So he kind of has. We've almost kind of gone, do you know what? He's
do you know something? He might be right.
He's sticking to it. And there's a good point that was made at it as well. That was, there's a lot of people in contempt of court, like, all the time. Oh, okay. Do you know what I mean? And he's not the only.
I thought you were going the Cowboy Kelly route.
No, what's that?
Oh, no, we can't. No,
don't. Yeah, no. We like Cowboy, by
Cowboy's
the way.
Lovely. Yeah. Fair play to him. He's on the edge.
Yeah.
And he's, as a result, he's on the Longford leader.
Oh, geez.
You know, or whatever the Longford paper
you
is.
You don't want to make Longford leader. All that is ever in it is court cases.
Court cases. So, yeah. But now, in fairness, they took all his comments and they said, look, I stand over what I said. What he said was, if Enoch was a different religion.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we got a lot of comments on that as well. And it's a space we're not going to get into.
Not really. No. We're not really going to get into that space. I just think you're either good or bad, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot more simple than people are making out to
be.
I mean, you know, the other thing you hear about Enoch, and they're completely unvalidated, is that, like, you know, a lot of people would question, is that the only thing that's going on for this to be of such an extremity?
Yes.
He made one such comment and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's more underneath all that as well. Yeah. But, like, by all accounts, a very highly intelligent gentleman.
He is.
Regardless what you think of his views, like, he
obviously
knows
great. Doing great for Mayo Tourism.
Now.
Visit
Mayo.
Visit Mayo.com.
Is it Mayo where the school is?
No, but it's Mayo where the family's from.
Oh, I get it. Where's school again?
Westmead, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, visit Westmead. Visit the old statue.
I have some wife questions. By the way, I'm new to this crack.
Yeah. Well, I know everything about
it. I'm almost a year in, and I have two things
I can help you with it. I guarantee I'll be able to help you. I guarantee it.
Right.
I've never been more confident about being able to help you. I know everything about having a wife and women.
Two things. First of all, I thought I was doing a good thing this evening.
Yeah.
I says to her, so...
Help number one. You never are. Perfect.
I just feel like, do you ever feel like you're not doing enough in the relationship? That you're kind of find like she's kind of baiting me to the washing machine. So if I put a wash on, she has it taken out and she's it all hung up, which is marvellous. And then I'm going, I could have done that. She said, no, I did it. And I'm going, okay, fair enough. And I just don't find myself carrying my own weight here.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. I can't help you with that. I don't know what you're on about.
So tonight,
this
evening, I thought to myself, because she said to me, you know, in passing at lunchtime, she said, I'll have to go to Dunn's. Because for me, dinner every day is a shock, right?
A what?
A shock.
Why?
I get a shock every day that dinner is happening. Because I never think of it. I'm not one of these people that goes to Dunn's on a Sunday and buys dinner for the week.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I have a mental block on dinners, and I think it's the thing that annoys Laura the most about
me. Is that you can't plan that out.
I cannot. I do not want to be standing there on Sunday picking what I'm going to eat for the week. I want to decide every day, but I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. I need to think about it around 3 o'clock. I go, feck. Jesus,
I
dinner.
Must go and get something for
I'll
dinner.
Have to get something for dinner.
That's why
now,
you have no money.
That lends itself to takeaways and awful lot. That's why I'm the size of a small house. The best of times. So, Laura's really fighting to try and make me a better man when it comes to organising dinner. And today at lunchtime, I said, Jesus Christ, is there dinner today? And she went, there is dinner today. And I said, feck, I'm going to have to. She said, no, I'll go to Dunn's after work and I'll pick up the few bits.
Yeah.
So later in the day, I felt guilty. I thought, do you know something? I have a half an hour now free. I might go to Dunn's. So I text her and said, I'm going to go to Dunn's and get the bits.
I'm going to commence with the Dunn's.
I'm going to commence with the husbandry.
Yes.
I'm going to be a good husband now and I'm going to get the things.
Yeah.
And I thought I was doing a really good thing. And I even rushed and brought it back to the house, put everything back in the fridge and the cupboards, packed everything away. Yeah. Nothing for her to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the message I got at
you
10 past 6.
Fucking prick.
I'm going to kill you. Why didn't you ask me for a voucher? I have a Dunn's voucher. Why do you keep doing this? Do you like losing money? No more done shopping for Ray. I'm afraid you can't be trusted. I'm fuming.
That is so.
Now, obviously, before anyone...
Now I know what you mean.
Before anyone jumps to conclusions, she's having the crack.
She hates you. Sorry, you don't know. Yeah, yeah. No. Before anyone gets to... This is the relationship they have.
Yeah.
It's kind of a give and take.
Yeah.
Ray takes all her energy, time.
Yeah.
And then...
Her youth.
She gives Ray kind of, you know, the kind of energy that someone who was minding a small child would give.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not her child.
But how was there
so
no,
she doesn't love it very
not,
much.
Not in any one of those texts was a thanks very much for getting a few bits done.
Yeah, you see.
It was the fact that I, and she thinks I lost out on 10 euros worth of vouchers.
So this is the thing though as well. You know the way you thought you were helping there?
Yeah, I'm not.
There's no point in trying to help a woman.
Right.
Because they can only help themselves.
Okay, fair enough. Men can't help women.
And what I mean by that is, when they make the plan,
yeah,
just stay out of the way.
Yeah, you're right. I find
so there's a lot of stuff that Nicola does around this house, probably 90% of the world, and I do about 10% stuff, but I wouldn't... She's probably downstairs listening going, I'm begging you to take on some of it.
But do you not feel guilty not taking on some of it?
No. It's not that I'm treating her like an old school woman. It's that she does these things that I stay out of the way of.
She told me a story on Sunday. She said that she... Something I've never done in myself. She took off all the door handles across the whole house with her toolbox. She oiled them and replaced them, put them back in.
So that they wouldn't squeak. She changed two of the locks as well. Yeah.
Do you not feel demasculated in the worst case?
No.
What were you doing when she was doing this man's work?
So when she was doing all this, I was admiring the fact that we already had perfectly working handles.
But they were squeaky.
They were a little bit squeaky, yeah, but they were my squeakies.
Now you've hit on something here now. There's a difference. The bar is set differently for men and women.
That's what I mean, yeah.
You'll
never understand.
I'd happily go 3-4 days without hoovering. No issue. I might even go a week.
You've seen how Nicola keeps this place.
There'd be times where a man might even go into week number two and go, do you know something? I can live with it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It definitely.
There's an ecosystem on the ground. I can get around that.
Yeah, she asked me for 3 months straight to clean the stairs. And I said, they're not dirty.
They're not dirty.
Yeah.
But the wives, it leads you to believe that they need to be done on a daily basis nearly.
So that's why I'm saying, stay out of it.
Yeah, you're right.
So we don't work on the same. So... I used to get incredibly annoyed when Nicola would move stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she'd move something that was left somewhere to
my
a different
father
place.
To this day gets annoyed when my mother moves things.
That is the closest I would ever come to having my own Netflix documentary.
Right.
Was there any...
Mark was a lovely fella.
Sligo's just a sleepy town. Yeah, not a lot happens here.
Was the detective the first one?
I was the sergeant in Sligo. Yeah. It's a small town in the west of Ireland.
No one expected this to happen.
Nothing ever usually happens here now, but apparently...
Apparently she moved that bill.
She moved the tea bags
and
she moved the sugar.
Yeah.
And he liked his coffee every morning. So I used to get so annoyed. Like, I'd be like, why are you doing this to me? I spend my whole life looking for stuff.
Yeah.
But now I've realised that's what keeps her sane. She works the house out.
Yeah, and you just stay out of it.
And then I'll eventually fit into that again at some stage. She works out around me. I'm like this fucking... I'm like, in this house, I'm like this external being that she just has to work around.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And she has to make the whole... That's why this room that we're in right now is a little bit sacred to me.
Because
like,
it's the chaos.
This is... But it's not even that it's mad chaos. But this is the only thing I have control of.
Yes, and you need that as a fella.
And I do get annoyed sometimes. Because the other thing Nicola does is she does all of my finances.
Oh, right.
So she does often come in here to deal with the finances. There's a list right behind that laptop now of stuff that I need to account for. Because I'm going to be paying tax next month.
Yeah.
But I get annoyed when she comes in here to this realm.
It's your space.
This is the only space I have control of. She does all... Everything else is hers. You know?
Yeah.
Where are the baby wipes, Nicola? Well, actually, I moved them on the mantelpiece.
Fair enough.
I've got used to that now for 3 days. I've actually put them inside the underneath, you know, those footstools that you open up.
Yeah.
They're in there. All right, okay, I'll get used to that for another 3 days until you change it again.
Change it again.
You know? We're just living in their world.
Can I ask
you? That's what it is. We're just living in their world, Ray. And all we can do, if we want to have a happy life for the rest of our lives...
Say yes, dear.
Just say yes, dear, and survive.
Okay.
Just survive, Ray.
Good to know.
So the next time you think you're doing something nice for Laura, I promise you, don't ever try and do that nice for again. I promise you, you're only getting in her way.
I pushed the envelope yesterday.
Go on.
I was in the Garavogue.
Don't do the post either. She goes to the post office. Don't be pushing any envelopes.
I did that actually earlier as well. I dropped in 2 letters.
She'll kill you. She'll kill you.
I was in the Garavogue yesterday, programming some lights. Do you know? Things that men do on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was hungry.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I'm now nearly 12 months married. Surely now I have the rights.
I'm getting hungry now, is this?
Surely I have the rights now to just, you know, pass this information on to my wife and she will make the necessary arrangements. So I rang her. I said it to the young lad working with me. His name is Edward, a lovely fella. He's Sligo Sound and Light.
Yeah.
Big company.
Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying working with him a little bit. Me and him were chatting. I said, I'm going to ring the wife now. I was trying to be the big man.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to ring the wife now and I'm going to ask her to put on the dinner. Not right. Ask her. I'm going to tell her to put on the dinner.
No.
Yeah.
Have you
ever done this? No?
No, you see, that would have worked for our fathers.
Oh, but so you're saying not us?
You can't do that to a modern woman, no.
Is that the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember my father ringing my mother and saying, we'll be down now in 20 minutes, put on the dinner.
Yeah, no, you can't. We can't do that.
And
anymore.
It wouldn't be just him. He'd have a load of his friends with boys and
put on every
silage contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be down now.
We can't
and
do
we're
that.
Hungry.
You can't do that to a modern woman.
I tried it.
They don't let you. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I feel sick now, Ray.
She was confused to start with. What? She's like, this doesn't sound like you. Are you all right? Is there someone there? Someone winding you up? Someone making you...
Imagine that's what she thought.
And I had to backtrack. Because in fairness, I was kind of doing it for the crack.
Yeah.
I was kind of saying, I wonder how this will go.
Yeah.
Laura, would you put on the dinner?
Yeah.
She said, who? What? But I'm not hungry yet. I'm like, yeah, well, I am.
Oh. Oh, right, I had to send the pain up. Yeah.
She took a well. She put it on.
Did she?
I come home, the dinner was cooked. I was like, well done.
Said well done to her.
Fair play to you. Tasty dinner now.
That's not what happened.
No.
No, I
didn't came home
think
and
so.
I apologised. I said, honestly, I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to put you in that position. I completely collapsed in my position.
Yeah, no, because it doesn't, we can't do that. Now, the other thing is as well, Ray, we're after getting an email there for a wedding band course, okay? Anyway, don't be worried about that. We'll get back to Dave in a minute.
Lovely, come on, Dave.
No, the thing
just
about...
Just reading it there. Hi, Mark, thanks.
No, don't read it out, Ray. Yeah. It's private information. Don't read that to those.
Yeah, we won't be going with you. Ah, oh, that's a shame.
No, it's not what he said.
I think what he actually said is, and to be honest, we're happy enough for you to go.
Yeah, no, it's a wedding that we already have booked with the Atlantic.
Okay.
What they were trying to do was book a saxophone player.
Was it?
Yeah.
And did you get one?
I got one, yeah, but then, you know.
Happy enough to go with the basic package, not the deluxe extravaganza.
Oh, jeez, them saxophone players cost a lot of money. No, we don't offer the sax. Yeah. I love this. It's a great advertisement for us. Anyway, the moral of the story is...
Don't ring your wife and tell her to put on the dinner.
No, like sometimes Nicola will ring me and go, well, I put on dinner now, and then that's okay to
that's
do.
That's nice, because she's initiating it.
They have the power.
Yeah.
We have no power. Ray, again, geez, you've got to learn. Fuck me. We just stay quiet and just hope that we survive.
Hope the dinner is on when you get home.
Hope and pray. Sometimes it is, like.
Yeah.
The other thing is as well, I always say this, just get as far as the bed, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. Get the day done, and once you get into bed, then you go... I'm after not getting divorced today.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord above, she's still here.
Sometimes I think I might need a bit of supervision, truth be told.
We could sort that out, Ray.
Do you know what do you mean? Like, go cold.
I don't know something.
We move on there now. Did you know that Instagram is bringing in a new feature?
I've heard about this. Is it true?
Did you know what I'm talking
about? I hope they're not going back on the previous ones. So the thing is, what they're doing is... And I don't know if it's true or not. It can't be true.
Be true.
The old pinch and zoom.
The
oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
The pinch and zoom.
You're scrolling through the Instagram and you see a picture of perhaps, maybe...
A big pair of old headphones.
Like headphones or lights or something.
Yeah.
That perhaps might be hanging.
Big old pair of old
lawnmowers.
Diddy headphones.
Yeah.
Do you know P. Diddy has the headphones? A big old pair of them.
Bits.
Yeah. And you might go and zoom in and see what brand they are.
Yeah, or today I was zooming in on a pair of, there was four Showtech Phantom 50s for sale above in Westport for €1,200. Good price.
Geez, good price for Phantom 50.
I was zooming in on them.
Yeah.
I was zooming in, but apparently now, the gentleman selling the lights will get a notification to say Ray McAndrew zoomed in on his lights.
So number one, that can't be true.
He was also selling some Parcans.
Oh, you had a pair of cans? Ray was zooming in a pair of old cans.
He had two or three pairs of cans.
No, you
and
were
I was
zooming.
I was zooming in, and he would have got the notification. But this is now
Ray zoomed in on your cans.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that true? Is that what's going to happen?
I think
or not?
Instagram are bringing it in.
So what am I going to do for the rest of my enjoyment of my life? For the rest of my life,
I'd say you're probably going to have to buy a little magnifying glass.
That's a savage idea.
Remember, you'd have a little man, the little thing.
That's a good question. That's good.
British men.
When you zoom in on a telephone,
yeah,
it compresses the image and you lose quality.
Yeah, let's get a little.
There's plenty of quality in the magnifying glass, lads.
And you bring it with you everywhere
you go. I'm
going to
set up a business.
Yeah.
I'm going to set up a magnifying glass business to save the fellas around the place. Do you know?
Yeah. I also want to talk to you about farmers.
Yeah.
This is not funny. Well, okay, I thought it was interesting.
Go on.
You know the weed killer Roundup? Roundup.
Roundup, yeah.
Roundup, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing in Roundup called glyphosate.
Right.
Right? And the EU were getting their knickers in a twist
over
the amount of glyphosate that was getting into rivers and waterways and poisoning the whole people. So they were saying it's the feckin' farmers that are doing the making the problem.
It's amazing because the EU wouldn't usually have a tendency to blame farmers in the west of Ireland.
That's what they did. They blamed the farmers. Farmers.
Imagine.
So the farmers anyway were like, no, I don't think it's us. Well, we're going to ban it anyway. So they severely curtailed the use of the Roundup. Right?
Yeah, okay. So what do you have to use instead?
And then they did a little analysis again on the waterways and just they were just as bad as ever.
All right, that's funny.
Funny that now.
Are you telling me it wasn't?
So a German research crowd started looking to see, well, what is causing all this glyphosate up inside in the rivers? And they realised that it was coming out of the water treatment plants. So in other words, you have a water waste treatment plant.
Yeah.
So all the wastewater that comes out of your house goes to the water plant and they make it nice again. So when the water came out of the niceness, it was full of the...
But there's only so much makeup you can put on the pig.
Yeah.
I always use that term.
But it turns out... That, you know the detergent that you use for washing? Now, you wouldn't know.
Well, the boys are using Ariel.
Yeah. So the detergent you use in your clothes, when the wastewater comes out of your washing machine, it goes to the wastewater plant.
Yeah.
And then the wastewater plant puts in stuff to try and clean up the water.
Yeah.
The combination of the stuff that the wastewater plant was using
and
plus the after effects of the Persil or the Ariel
was creating
the glyphosate that they were actually measuring in the waterways.
So how much regulation did the EU do before they came to this realisation?
A fucking fair bit. They were going banning it outright. There were going to be weeds everywhere.
Yeah, so this is the thing as well. Someone was on about this today on the radio as well. Like, we have an awful tendency in Europe to regulate the shit out of everything. Haven't we though?
We do.
Like, it is outrageous. I feel bad, and I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
And I know there's boys out there that have half-built sheds that they're claiming this, and the farmers do this, and your man is getting the grant for this and everything. But, like, the EU have regulated farmers in Ireland out the door.
They do. On this occasion, they were incorrect.
They were incorrect, and have they backtracked on us?
I don't know yet, but look at it. Just thought it was an interesting story.
I think I'm big onto iRegsis, right? No, I'm not at all. But no, I'm
iRegsis.
Not here of iRegsis.
No.
So iRegsis.
We can't leave.
So there's an amazing thing that has happened.
We still need the money.
Yeah, no, of course we do. I let you ponder this before we go.
Yeah.
There's a huge movement now of patriotic nationalist Irish people.
Yes.
Who are really ironically following the role of the really patriotic nationalist British people. Who would love to have Ireland again and would have always historically loved. And they're now following them again. They've gone full circle all the way around.
Lovely.
And it's all about iRexit now.
Right.
And we're going to join in.
I don't want to go.
Look, I don't really want to go, but there's certain things that I wish they would go away.
So what would we have to talk about or debate?
I'm sure the Irish government would find a reason for us to give out as well. They'd do another bike shed
or
something.
Big news. Brendan has to go.
Yeah, that's massive news for everyone out there. Just in case you're all wondering, Brendan has to go. Listen, we better go. Don't forget live shows on the 12th. The 12th of December.
The 12th of December, and you do want to do it. Don't be saying you don't want to do it.
Don't want to do it at all.
It'll put people off going.
No, you will want to go, but I don't want to be there.
You will be standing at it.
I'll be at it for sure, and you will absolutely love it, but I don't want to do it right now, and I hate the thoughts of it. So, but make sure you do go. Those tickets are going to be up very soon. Also, big thanks to Maves for sponsoring
and the
Gareth Vogue. And don't forget, for any of your wedding needs, will you get on to the Atlantic Wedding Band? They are absolutely marvellous. Big fair play to Brendan flicking the keys clean off himself.
Thank you very much, Brendan. You're some man.
Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Jeez, I got through it.
You did. Fair play to you.
I couldn't move too much.
Nothing wrong with you at all.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast. sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavo.